This is Duchess Willow, and I want to make something clear to you. Lil Dick Betas don't get to fuck the Ebony Femdom. I do make exceptions to that rule if it benefits me, gives me orgasms, and while at the same time, humiliates you. So before I give you your small penis humiliation assignment, I'm going to tell you a story about a man with Lil Dick and how I let him fuck me with a strap on. After I found out his secret. We started dating in 2016. Chemistry was great, made me laugh with his corny ass jokes. He was a very good looking man with a deep voice and a bright attitude. So of course I thought to myself, I wonder what that voice sounds like when he's throwing it down in the bedroom. I soon got my answer. However, there was something off about his sexual behavior. The first time we had sex, he wanted the lights off and told me he loved doggy style. Whatever. I'm cool with that. The sex was good and he was excellent at eating pussy and eating my ass. So I let him have his way and fuck in the dark. And then one night, my curiosity got the better of me and I flipped a script on him. In the heat of a moment, I reached for the light on the nightstand with the intent of surprising him with some head. Turns out, both of us would be surprised by what I saw next. And surprise, surprise, what do I see? This man has been fucking me with a strap on. So there are the usual range of emotions, right? Shock. Me, about to put my foot in his ass. He stood there at the edge of the bed, fake dick dangling and apologizing profusely. So I told him to take off the strap-on. I demanded, actually. He took it off to reveal a hard, skinny 4-inch penis. I was really intrigued by the fact that he was still rock hard. And because he has such good oral skills, I decided to teach this fucking clown a lesson. And the first lesson, never fucking lie on your dick. Second, do not fucking cross me. I told him he would be placed in chastity and enslaved as my beta boy. I also told him that he would be able to continue fucking me with his strap on, but he was never going to come again. Unless it involved my big black dick drilling his ass. He was also put on extreme face-sitting duties for the rest of his natural ass life. You've always wanted to know what it's like to have a big dick. Here's your chance. Here's your assignment from Duchess Willow. Go buy a strap-on, if you don't already own one. Buy a sex doll. The average run-of-the-mill blow-up doll will suffice. Go to your favorite porn site and find a black femdom strap-on video. Fuck your blow-up Betsy with your strap-on. You are not allowed to stroke. The only friction you will get is that of your thrusting in and out of the plastic pussy with your fake ass dick. If you come from humping plastic, take the strap on off, lick up the fucking mess you made. Repeat for 9 days. On the 9th day, pick the fucking phone up and dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Duchess Willow. Then we're going to have a little discussion about the results of your assignment and what a little dick loser ass can do for the Ebony Femdom, Duchess. I'll be talking to you.